Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on QR Calgary and More Than Money. Faisal, we've got you and I are two Canadian families that have dementia, or you know, exposed to dementia. You through your dad, me through my mom. My journey's been a little bit longer than yours, but there's some challenges to that. And one of the experiences you had recently with your family is a trip.
Yeah. So my father's been diagnosed with Alzheimer's fairly recently, dementia for about a little bit less than a year. Yep. Let's call it a year. And we decided to take him on a family trip, mm-hmm. considering some of the fears that we're worried about in the future. And this one is a good time for all of us to get together and everything. So we head off to Mexico, and I don't think I was fully appreciative of some of the issues and concerns that can occur during a trip like that. And so it was challenging. And then on the way back, I'm talking to my family. I'm like, I'd love to do another trip with my father again, but because I know a lot more now, yep. after the first one. But where do we take him? What are some of the places that would be, I'd say, Alzheimer's dementia friendly?
You know, turns out there is dementia-friendly tourism, and it's on the rise. Why? Unfortunately, because dementia, I think, is on the rise, right?
Right. And so we've got Cindy Bond, community educator at Alzheimer's Calgary, to tell us all about this. Let's talk about dementia-friendly tourism. Cindy, give us an idea of what's some of the benefits for traveling for someone that has dementia. Let's start there.
Yeah. I think it's so individual. It really depends on the person's life history, as well as where they are in their dementia journey, but definitely travel can have so many benefits. Some could be the physical activity of travel, learning new things, trying new things, staying socially connected. All those can be so wonderful depending on the person.
Is it also dependent on, Cindy, where that person is in their journey with dementia as well? It does, you know, at some point, the benefits, or I guess the problems, risks outweigh the benefits. And if so, what should you be looking for?
My first go-to response for that would be talk to your doctor. What is the doctor recommending? Because someone living with dementia, like, no, two people are the same, correct? So it would really depend where they are on their journey. Do they have a lot of anxiety around people? Do they have behaviors that can be surprising for others? Things like that to be aware of. But talk to your doctor first, I think.
So, Faisal, so this is your first experience. This new, yep. You know, your dad's new in his journey with dementia. Your family is new in their journey. This is your first travel experience. To the extent you're comfortable, maybe share with the listeners, the audience, the viewers, what that, you know, what your expectation was, and maybe where some of the big gaps were there.
So let's start with the gaps, and I can then flip it to where I didn't probably set proper expectations. Mm-hmm. I had him in a room on his own. Mm-hmm. The hotel put him on a different floor than me.
Oh yeah.
Didn't realize or didn't think the gap here was think that he would in the middle of the night just get up and start walking around.
Right.
Didn't think about that. So that was a gap right there for sure. I didn't appreciate the fact that he's a creature of routine.
Right.
And when I took him out of that routine, put him into Mexico, he's disoriented to a bit.
Yep.
And so learning those things raw in the moment was the challenge. Looking back, now I can do things differently if we're to go on another trip. But I think, I don't know if the doctor, going back to your point, Cindy, would have been able to tell me those things, because it's fairly new diagnosis in his journey.
Yep.
And so it's more of a, you know, test kind of process, see how things work. But one thing I could have done differently is start doing some research online. Alzheimer's Calgary has a lot of stuff on their websites. Of course, Alzheimer's Canada, a lot of stuff you can do a bit of research about traveling with somebody who's been diagnosed. I did that after the fact.
Right.
So not the right thing to do, but that's, now I know more. So I think if anybody has taken their first trip, do the research, talk to a doctor, like Cindy said, and try to get an idea of where things are. I was at a disadvantage because my father is living on his own.
Yeah.
He's not in my home.
That's right.
So I don't see him day to day and how his routine is and what he needs to have. Yep. So just from an overall viewpoint, there's a lot of gaps if you don't do a little bit of advanced planning. So now that I know what I know, Cindy, let's talk about some of the destinations that are out there that maybe my father or other people that have dementia, Alzheimer's, are probably most acceptable to go to.
Well, I'm hearing there's great places in Australia. You want to be mindful of different destinations that offer a slow pace, a lot of stimulation around the senses, so hearing and seeing and touching, being able to touch certain things as well. And certainly I would recommend asking the travel agency what would be appropriate. Like you said earlier, you know, a trip to Mexico let you learn a lot of different things. Maybe it's a trip to Banff overnight and starting small and going on a hike if that's what your person would love. So yeah, it doesn't have to be all the way to Australia or even the UK. We have great travel destinations here in Canada as well.
When we talk about the term dementia-friendly tourism, are there certain destinations, are there certain resorts or facilities that are catering to people with dementia or families that have somebody with dementia? Or is just the notion that that traveling can be a beneficial exercise or activity for people with dementia?
I think both. I think there are dementia-friendly destinations. Talking to a travel agent would be, top of mind for that. But definitely, people are becoming more and more about dementia-friendly activities as well for travel.
And I think it's interesting, Cindy, that most recently, governments have now stepped up and started providing information. In the UK, a 30-page dementia-friendly tourism guide has been now published on the government bodies Visit England and Visit Scotland's website. So there's more and more information about this that allow people to do a little bit more research than, you know, cross your fingers, hope it all works out on this trip kind of mentality. So it's good to see that there's more information and data out there that can help you.
Yeah. Cindy, we got to leave it there. We're quickly running out of time. I want to just thank you very much for bringing attention to this idea of dementia-friendly tourism. We appreciate that.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me on today. Such a great topic.
We've been joined by Cindy Bond, community educator of the Alzheimer's of Alzheimer's Canada.
So, Dave, when we look at issues like Alzheimer's, dementia, or other risks that come up from a health perspective that's non-dementia related, you find people, one of the concerns when we talk to people at our seminars, our workshops, our community sessions, they say to us one of their biggest fears of the future is healthcare and the unknown of healthcare and it's the services that will be available. And I think where people are starting to think about, but not properly plan because they don't know how to do it yet, is planning for healthcare services as part of their retirement plan. So what we've done in our team is actually build a strategy on how to help individuals not only talk about, in the event of incapacity, who's going to be your power of attorney, who's going to be your personal...
Right.
And I'm saying in that tone because those are basic stuff that need to be addressed, and that's basics. But what about the jobs of the individual and where everything goes? And I think this is where, when you start getting what we call the health bucket, you start to build a strategy of just in case. In the event something happens, how do you want it to be taken care of? Who's going to take care of it? How much is it going to cost for the care and services that you want so you can live the lifestyle that you want? We're going to discuss that on our upcoming seminar on Tuesday, March 5th, 7 p.m. at the Carriage House Inn. You do need to reserve your seats for this. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
We've been talking about retirement, you and I, for a long time, and we've got a lot of experience with clients that have retired hundreds and hundreds of times. Let's talk about the flaws of retirement planning coming up after the break. You're on QR Calgary. and More Than Money.